Support for the Great Quad Cities Listen on WVIK comes from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.
I'm Tracy White, and I live in Rock Island, Illinois.
I'm Reverend Dwight Ford, and I reside in Davenport, Iowa, in the Quad Cities.
A few years ago, Tracy White started a group called Well-Suited QC. It's a program that connects African-American boys and teenagers from disadvantaged neighborhoods with African-American men in the community to serve as their mentors. Most of the boys come from single-parent homes. The group holds monthly breakfast meetings at Hayes Elementary in Davenport, where everyone, men and boys, dress up. As part of the Great Quad Cities Listen, Tracy came to the studios of WVIK with her longtime friend, Reverend Dwight Ford, to talk about Well-Suited.
Now, Tracy, you are, and this is no surprise, you're a woman.
I am.
And your work with Well-Suited Quad Cities really focuses on young African-American men primarily. And someone probably asked, how did you get started in such a work? It's not that women can't be interested in such a topic or interest. I think it'll be good for us to just to better understand, how did you get started?
I think the main thing is that I'm a mom of two young Black boys. And I was a teen mom, and I was a single mom. And over the years, the village concept is what helped me raise my boys. I would love to take all the credit for the accomplishments and the success that they've had, but I can't. It was truly a village that helped, be it with family, with friends, with mentors, and with the community. So with Well-Suited, it wasn't anything that was on my radar at all. I saw a picture, and all it was a picture of these Black men and these Black boys dressed in tuxedos with their fists in the air, the Black Power fist. And I had to know what the story was behind that picture. So I investigated it. I found out where it originated from, how it started. And it was a gentleman out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who had done a program called 500 Black Tuxedos. And when I heard the story, and I actually reached out to him, his name's Andre Ellis, and he told me why he was doing it and how it was working and how it was being effective for the young men in Milwaukee, I was like, well, let's try it here. Let's see if it'll work here. You know, we have our own set of problems here with our youth, especially young Black men. And so I just wanted to do my small part. I can't change the world, but if I can do my small part, hopefully we can affect some small change.
Kind of talk about the type of investment it takes to make sure Well-Suited is making that kind of impact, not just for your family or a few, but the impact that is made on the Quad City region.
I am fortunate that I have men who care, because really I'm just like the facilitator of it. Once the men come into the room and start interacting with the boys, I'm almost non-existent at that point in time. I just kind of direct traffic. And really, at the end of the day, the men get just as much out of this as the boys are getting. They all have a story to tell. And maybe it's something that they've kept to themselves. Maybe it's something that they didn't feel would make a difference. But now they're around these boys who look like them when they were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. And they see that maybe I can make a difference. Maybe if I share my story, if I share how I was one of 10 children and we didn't know how we were going to eat, but I made it through and now I'm an engineer at John Deere, that will give the kid who's one of six and doesn't know how they're going to eat their next meal, see that, okay, I can make it through this. Maybe if I share my story of how my parents divorced and I had to live with my dad, but I really wanted to live with my mom, will help the kid who is being raised by a single mom who really wants to live with his dad but understands that his mom is the one that is providing for him. So I think what the men are getting out of it is being able to share their experiences. And then that's the magic of what happens with the boys, that they can actually see someone who went through what they're probably going through, but now they're CEOs and police officers and educators and entrepreneurs. And so it gives them hope.
You talk about so much what the guys, the young guys get out of it. And of course, the men, the mentors get out of it. What are you still getting out of it?
For me, what do I get out of it is being able to see transformation. I'm rooted in my community. I really am. And I could, you know, all my kids are grown and I could have just wiped my hands after my last one graduated and just lived here. But I don't just live here. I thrive here. And community is so important to me. And I want to just be for it to be the best that it can be. Like I said, I understand nothing's perfect. I can't save the world. But if I can make it the best that it can be, and actually you, and I don't even know if you remember this conversation we had years ago. I was complaining about the area. Yeah. And I'm like, gosh, there's nothing here. And you told me, and I'll never forget this. You said, sis, no matter where you go, unless you find your purpose, you'll never be happy. And so trying to affect change in my community is my purpose. And so this is where I've been happy. And so this is where I'll continue to work.
The work that you do is making a lifetime of difference. I always say when you invest in people, you inherit or will always yield a lifetime of return. Those young men and their families, respectively, in the future, will be able to look back on the care and concern that you and all of the men have brought them, and they'll keep giving.
I think that's the most important thing. Even after I'm gone, you know, that this legacy continues and that these boys who are part of it now will come back as men. It's set up for that. This is how it's set up so that this work will continue to happen even after everyone that's been involved has gone on.
That was Tracy White of Rock Island and her friend Reverend Dwight Ford of Davenport talking about Well-Suited QC, a group that Tracy started, which brings together disadvantaged African-American boys and teenagers in the Quad Cities with African-American men to serve as their mentors. To share your story as part of the Great Quad Cities Listen, sign up for a time to record at greatqclisten.org. This project is made possible thanks to the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.